3 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Woman fined 30,000 kwacha for illegally operating a pharmacy. In African news, a Ghanaian newscaster Shatta Wale detained over Lamborghini purchase. Good afternoon. It is a Friday, the 22nd of August, 2025. And to present the main news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Upper Lunsevwa have appealed to government, the farming community, and well-wishers to assist in renovating 5 staff houses at Upper Lunsevwa Primary School in Mukushi. The appeal follows growing concerns over poor teacher accommodation at the institution. Community member Wisdom Kunda, who is also one of the Ward Development Committee WDC leaders, said the houses are in a dilapidated state, making it difficult for teachers to live and work under decent conditions. He commended the North Aswaka Trust for renovating one of the houses, but noted that 5 more still require urgent attention to ease the accommodation challenges. Mr. Kunda added that improving teacher housing would help boost morale and enhance our service delivery at the school.
Kutasha sana pancho wavu mbele mwanda ilaire mwoneka mwuna sana ngachaka vati na wambi baivi mba momu kutuwafaa kwa mayanda ya wa mayonse ba yata innovate nishara mwoneka vuhino kushere yali 5 kwa zibu ya sikapo yala 6 kuma big farmers ngachaka vati batu wafaa kukuwane shinganda ama chicha zave ingi kutuwa isapaskuru kwa zibambi vale siwa kulala mayanda mwulia pamula ndo wakabashita yali vuhino mwleni season inflanga ya isa amada tayari ema yali wanaika soto lelo mba mafamazi kwa wati kutuba tuwafirisha kwa novu teko kwa wati wachitako linoveta mayanda yonze yali
A 27-year-old woman of Achiwombo District in Central Province has been fined 30,000 kwacha by the Kawe Magistrate Court for operating an unregistered pharmacy. Resident Magistrate Gloria Chipasha convicted and fined Mary Nyendwa, a business lady over 6 months, after she found her guilty upon her own admission to the charge. The accused, who was arrested and released on police bond on 27th May 2025, was facing one count of operating an unregistered pharmacy, contrary to Section 14, Kappa 1 and 2 of the Medicines and Allied Substance Act No. 3 over 2013 of the Laws of Zambia. Particulars of the offence were that on 24th May 2025, Ms. Nyendwa did operate a pharmacy in Chiwombo without a certificate of registration issued by the Zambia Medicine Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA. Facts are that the accused was nabbed by a joint team of inspectors from ZAMRA and police officers from the Lusaka Division during an operation in Chiwombo District to check on compliance levels aimed at curbing illegal sale of medicines. The court heard that it was during investigations that Ms. Nyendwa, who sells assorted medicines, which was later seized from a shop, had no certificate of registration issued by ZAMRA to operate a pharmacy. Upon the accused's own plea of a guilty and admission to facts as true and correct, Magistrate Chipasha found her guilty of the offence as charged and convicted her accordingly. Magistrate Chipasha then fined the accused person 30,000 kwacha to be paid forthwith in default, 9 months simple imprisonment. Chilanga Town Council has installed a 12-kilovolt Ampere KVA solar power backup system at a game clinic in Chilanga Ward using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF disaster component. Council Public Relations Officer Luyando Sikazwa stated that the installation consists of 18 solar panels, 1 by 12 kVA inverter and 4 batteries. Mr. Sikazwa indicated that the intervention is aimed at addressing the long-standing power challenges at Game Clinic, one of the major health care service centers in Chilanga Ward. Mr. Sikazwa also expressed a gratitude to Chilanga Cement for donating additional solar panels through their corporate social responsibility program. He said the contribution has enhanced the capacity of the project and strengthened the clinic's power security. Mr. Sikazwa further explained that this milestone reflects the continued impact of the CDF in delivering tangible benefits to communities and improving the quality of life for residents. Now, the Business Regulatory Review Agency, BRRA, has commended the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, for undertaking transport reforms which include the adversary licensing system and the recently introduced single-disc road certificates. BRRA Executive Director Shalon Sichilongo says that these innovations demonstrate RATSA's commitment to streamlining access to services, enhancing efficiency, and lowering the cost of compliance for motorists and business. Mrs. Sichilongo explained that the agency has noted that the adversary licensing system, in particular, has resulted in reduced congestion and administrative bottlenecks by spreading licensing renewals across the year in line with each vehicle registration. She stated that the introduction of the single disc road certificate represents a landmark innovation in Zambia's regulatory environment. The BRRA Executive Director further states that the initiative by RATSA aligns directly with the agency's mandate of ensuring an effective, cost-effective and accessible business licensing system, and also its mission and vision of promoting a conducive business regulatory environment.
RTSA has simplified compliance requirements, improved transparency and enhanced enforcement efficiency. This innovation, which will eliminate the need for separate disks, aligns directly with BRRA's mandate of ensuring an efficient, cost-effective and accessible business licensing system, as well as its vision of promoting a conducive business regulatory environment. The alignment between RTSA's reforms and BRRA's objectives demonstrates the impact.